Jr., and it's Friday, it's the 19th of December. We are less than a week away from Christmas, and the end of the year is just like so close you can basically touch it. What are your plans? What are you doing on New Year's Eve? Because it's one of those weird ones where you kind of feel like you should be doing something, and if you want to sort of see the new year in, it generally involves, well, staying up until midnight and beyond. And I'm at that age and stage in my life where I don't really feel like I need to do that. I don't have to prove that to anyone. And particularly if you've got kids, if you've got little ones and they want to get into the festive spirit, do you want to keep everyone awake until midnight? Well, maybe not. Maybe there's a better way. Maybe you should be getting close to the radio right now, because there is a plan in the works at a place called Dopamine in Salt Rock for a happy New Year-ish end to 2025, a fake New Year's Eve countdown. And the man with the plan who's going to tell us all about it right now, Judd, the head honcho, the pizzaiolo, Mr. Dopamine himself, in the house with us, coffee in hand. Judd, welcome to the radio, my friend. How you doing on a fresh Friday?
Very, very good. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
great to be here again.
This is an early riser for you, or not? Are you normally an early riser?
I'm generally an early riser, but it's getting a little harder to get up this early. I'm getting old.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in that stage now where I don't feel the urgency anymore to rush to things like a morning meeting, unless it's important.
Unheard of for me. Unheard of. I don't think I've ever had a meeting. I like to sleep in now. Now I make a conscious decision to turn off the alarm before I go to bed, and I wake up with my eyes open.
Wow, that's very North Coast of you.
I'm so North Coast, it's frightening.
Well, it's been coming up 2 years of Dopamine, hey?
Yeah, 1st of April. April Fool's is our second year up here. And yeah, been very good, very welcomed. It's amazing. Love it up here. I should have done it 10 years ago.
Well, for those who haven't experienced the now what has become a landmark, a kind of an iconic location in the Salt Rock Sheffield bubble, what is Dopamine for the uninitiated?
Dopamine is basically a restaurant 3 days a week and a functions hall, functions venue. I think our last function is booked for the 15th of July.
We've
had a hell of a season. October, November, December have just been corporates and 40ths and funerals. We've got a wedding. We've had a Thanksgiving. We've had 13th birthdays, 50th. We had a 70th birthday.
Wow.
The guy did push-ups down to his whiskey on the dance floor. We've had everything and everything. It's been a very, very good 2 years here.
Wowzers, man. And as the name kind of alludes to, the dough in Dopamine being kind of the thing that underpins the jolls, the parties, the family get-togethers, and generally it's a sourdough, am I right?
That's the plan. The plan is to always have dough in some form on our menu and in our offering. We're making a lot of bases for, we supply Food Root and Heron and Tipsy Flamingo. We supply quite a few restaurants with their bases.
So these are pizza bases.
Pizza bases, sourdough, 72-hour cold fermentation, blah, blah, blah.
The good stuff.
Fantastic. But it's not to say I can't tweak that recipe and make tacos for 2026. Hey. Or to cook bunny chows. That was why Dopamine was always there. It was not just for the happy molecule. It was there so that we could also morph.
Very cool. Very cool approach. And it's been serving you well for, as we say, almost 2 years. And located in the Slow Roads Collective, just opposite the...
Brettonwood Main Gate.
Brettonwood Main Gate, if you're trying to locate it in your mind. Really kind of tucked away in the trees. Beautiful setting. Family friendly, and with something special on the cards now for the end of the year, the last day of 2025. Tell me about what's in the works for your fake New Year's Eve countdown. What is that?
It's actually my partner's idea. It was basically so that we could lie to your children so you didn't have to. Keep your hands clean. The countdown will be at 8:59. kids get sparkles, there's a bonfire, there's a water slide, there's popcorn. But we actually do the countdown at 8:59, and then everyone screams Happy New Year at 9 o'clock. You're home by 10. You're welcome.
That is so...
Yeah, it was her idea, and I didn't think it was going to work, but it's taken off. So we're about, I think, 70, 80% full.
Wow.
So we wanted to come on here and just say, listen, if you haven't got plans, because we're going to cut it off at a certain amount. I don't want debauchery. And there's only one thing worse than a whole bunch of 40, 50-year-olds drunk, and that's a whole bunch of 12-year-olds high on sugar. Yeah. So we got to plan it. And, yeah, that's basically it. It's going to be a nice, chilled family intro to New Year.
Well, this sounds like it ticks so many boxes that you have my attention, you have my money. Putting it on the table right here. The story is that the 31st of December from 4 p.m. if you want to arrive early and rolling until 10 p.m. the countdown, the official fake New Year's Eve countdown starting at 8:59, so that by 9 o'clock we can all shout Happy New Year!
And lie.
Lie. Now, for adults and for under 18s, you got two different entry fees. Adults, $500 gets you bottomless pizza, free draft beer, and G&T. Is that right?
That's correct.
Holy moly, that's amazing.
You can also go on the water slide. It's not out of bounds.
It's a must, in fact. And alongside that, for under 18s, 200 Rand will get you entry with bottomless pizza, popcorn, juice, and that slip and slide.
And a 5-liter Sunlight liquid for the water slide.
Oh, very important.
You very important.
Make those, those bubbles. Rain will not stop play.
Not at all.
You are covered.
And we'll save a fortune on water for the water slide.
In fact, we're hoping it does rain.
Yes.
a cool end to 2025. And for those who don't want to miss out, because after this interview, surely you're gonna be fully booked, where can folks find the contact deets to give you a holler?
Everything's on Howler, the bookings website, Howler. Go in there, click on, it's easy as falling out of a tree.
Fantabulous. And if you're looking... to follow the Dopamine Salt Rock story on socials, you are well represented on the gram, I see.
Definitely Dopamine, Instagram and Facebook.
There you go. That's Dough, spelt D-O-U-G-H, Pamine, P-A-M-I-N-E, and you'll find it on Instagram. I'm looking at the handle right now, Dopamine_RSA, Dopamine Salt Rock. Just Google it. It'll pop up. And I would seriously advise that you get your booking in for this fake New Year's Eve countdown. It's gonna be a sellout. It's going to be a smash. You got a winner on your hands here, Judd.
Thank you.
Formula, I'm sure, can be applied to other innovative occasions in the new year. And yes, there's definitely going to be some more happenings that we'll need to unpack and discuss, because it's been 2 years almost 2 years of nonstop awesome. And 2026, what are you excited for in the new year? What's coming out of the kitchen?
More events. We're going to try to tweak a few things. I want to do like a Wednesday's afternoon, midweek, you made it halfway kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bunnies and beer. I want to do something on a Sunday, like one big shisha and yama a month, but stupid big, too much meat, like salt slab thing.
Yeah.
And then, we just keep rolling. Oh, see what I did there?
The dough.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Lots happening. Watch this space.
Listen, I'll see you. I'll see you on New Year's Eve, and I'll see you in the new year. And thanks for giving us the scoop on a fresh Friday right here.
Thanks for having me on. Love coming in here.
Thanks for the coffee, my friend.
Pleasure.
And keeping things festive and rolling.